Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, whenever you actually look at this broadcast. Listen, I was just having me a good moment and a good time with God, and I got excited, y'all. Like, I really got excited. He started to showing me, you know, how he was doing something. And I was like, whoa. So, like, when he created the earth, it was like, God say it, let there be. God say it, God say it, God say it. And at that very time, God was doing something new. He was creating something new. And then it was like, you know, if God was doing things, he was like really, truly doing it. And so he was like, I need you to realize when I say, when I say something to you and you can hold me to my word. Y'all heard that? It's like, if God said it, you can hold him to it. Come on, y'all. Listen, you know, one thing me and my wife always say, when people come to us and, you know, they were like, well, you know, if God said it, we going on what God said, not on how you feel and your emotions. And a lot of people try to change the narrative when things don't look the way they want it to look. And so they would change and say, you know, I'm doing it God's way. Okay. You do it God's way, not emotional way. Come on now. Y'all got to catch what I just said. You got to do it God's way and not your emotional way, because we get caught into our emotions and we forget what God said. When God is saying something to you, God is not a man that he should lie. If God says something to you, then there's a process that you go through that happens. When God starts saying, God said this going to be. It, all through Genesis, there was a process of things that he was saying that start to come alive, that started to happen. And then so all of a sudden, now you start looking at the very thing that he said is still there. The sun still comes up. The day is still happening. The birds are still flying. The trees are still coming. The river is still there. The ocean is still there. Trees are still there. God ain't a man that he should lie. So if God said he gonna do it, he gonna do it. Listen, you might want to figure out what's blocking you from believing that what God said he was gonna do. What if it's your wavering faith? What if it's your unbelief that is causing you not to get the manifestations of what God said? Do y'all understand that? What if that's the purpose? What if that's the purpose? And you're missing it. So I come here today to tell you, if God said it, he gonna do it. If God said it, he's gonna do it. Y'all with me? Are you with me? Are you understanding? Are you understanding? Because your wavering faith and your unbelief and your doubt is stopping the manifestation of what God said. Because God is not in the business of not doing what he said he's going to do. God is not in the business of lying to you. So today is the day that you realize that you can go back to Genesis and start be understanding what God was saying. You can find every promise in the Bible that God said something that he was going to do. He did it. Now, it might have took some time for it to be done because of the actions of other people. But God did it. So are you ready for when you say, well, God said this?
Well, God said this. The enemy go after what? When you say what God says, the enemy goes after that. He goes to test it. You remember when God said, "Have you tested my servant Job?" He's allowed to test you to see where you are, to see what you're willing to do, to see what you're how you're willing to adapt to what is happening. Yeah, somebody should be throwing their hands up right now. Somebody should be running around shouting because your breakthrough is right around the corner. It's the manifestations of what God has said. He's already told you, "I've been working some things out. I've been putting you through these valleys. I've been putting you through these wilderness places, and I'm showing you that I'm willing to do it. I'm doing it in your valley. I've kept you in the valley. I've kept you sane. I've kept you upright. I've kept you safe. I've kept you protected from the hurt, harms, and dangers of how the enemy wanted to sift you like wheat. When he calls you to fall into some depression, and God brought you out. He wanted you to go into a suicidal thought so you can kill yourself, but God protected you. God pulled you out. He pulled you out of the darkest places of your life. He's pulled you out of these moments where you couldn't even breathe. You couldn't even think. You couldn't even talk. You were just sitting there in a dark room crying to yourself because you done lost your spouse, you done lost your children, you done lost your job, you done lost your mind, you done lost everything, and you're feeling like ain't nothing to live for. And God says, "Listen here, I got you. I'm doing something in you. I got to get you stronger in your mind. I got to renew your mind so you realize that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things as you lean, rely, and trust and have confidence in who God truly is in your life. You can do all things that when you apply the scripture to your life, that everything that you prophesy over, that it has to obey. It has to hear the word of the Lord." You listen, God is doing something. God told you, I'm gonna restore this. I'm gonna make you this. You're gonna have this. You're going to be the bloodline breaker. You're going to do this. Everything that he told you that you're going to do, you're going to do it. There's a maturity that comes with all of that. So if God said it, he's gonna do it. Stop all of this whining. Stop all of this jumping back and forth. Is he gonna do it? Is he not gonna do it? How long you gonna do it? How long it's gonna take? Because you asking that question, you're like a kid in a store. "Daddy, can I have this? Mommy, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this?" And what did they say? No. Why? Because it's not the time for any of this. When God started to release and give you stuff through that valley and through the time when it says, "I'm doing a new thing," there's a process that's in the doing. It's in the doing. So what is God doing in you and through you so that when he's what he said can be can manifest and be that will bring him glory, that will bring him honor? Come on now. Come on. You can't be a vessel that's polluted and think that God is going to just pour everything into you. Let's go. This is time to let's break the mindset of, "Will God do it?" Man, God said he gonna do it. He gonna do it. Be that way. Operate in a level of confidence that you're solid on what you know God gonna do. Because if you can go back and rehearse where you come from, because I promise you, you didn't keep yourself. God kept you. He protected you. He helped you. He gave you what you need when you need it. It wasn't you. You can eliminate yourself out of the equation like you doing something. You didn't create this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. You might want to make a choice and rejoice and be glad and happy that you get to actually see another day that he has made, because he could easily stop you from breathing at night and so you don't wake up and see the day. But we don't look at it like that. We want to complain about a day, a problem or a situation that is now consuming us. Why are you letting this consume you? God says, "I'm going to heal you. If he said, I'm going to heal you, I'm going to heal you. Then that means there's something that you need to be doing. I'm doing, behold, I'm doing a new thing in you. Promises and miracles. So he's doing, he's working these miracles. He's performing miracles, He's performing, he's doing something. He performs miracles. So he's constantly performing on your behalf. He's constantly doing miracles on your behalf. So if he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Why? Because it's your testimony should be giving him the glory. If he brought you out of something, you should be testifying to that. But yet and still, we testifying and we opening our mouth about a situation that just happened, a situation that we've been in our marriage, in our life, in our finances, and all of this stuff. When somebody talks to you about it, the first thing you come up with, well, yeah, I don't have no money for this, and I can't go to this, and I can't do that. Go get before God, and if you hear God says, yes, I'm a provide for you. I'm going to make sure that you're able to get to this because your heart is right, because you're in the right position, because your faith is strong in me. Your trust, you're confident in me. You're relying on me. You're trusting in me, not trying to trust in your own finances, not trying to trust in your job, not trying to trust in a manipulation, not trying to trust in borrowing money from somebody. He's trying to make you the doggone lender, and you steady doing the borrowing. You might want to start giving somebody some stuff. Man, I ain't got no $10. Then give it to somebody needy. Practice it. Show some faith in it. God is trying to do something. Are you willing to let him do it? Are you willing to just surrender yourself and be a vessel that God can actually do something in you? Because if he said it, he's going to do it. He is not a man, he shall lie. I'm trying to tell y'all that. He's not a man that he's going to lie to you. What God said he's going to do, he's going to do it. Are you willing? Are you? My God. I just hear people, God says, it's like the stiff-necked people. Why you keep complaining? Why are you complaining about a situation when I already told you I can bring you out of this? You're using your vocabulary, you're using the breath that God has given to you to complain. How about this right here? How about this? Let's just take away all of the complaining. If you're a person that complains, or you have been complaining, or you've been in a weird place, listen, I get it. I was there, and it took me a long time to get to this place, but I'm trying to help you not have to stay in this place longer than you need to. I don't want you to stay in the wilderness like the Israelites longer than you have to. They ain't have to stay there that long. But because they complained, because they doubted, because they had all of these issues, they couldn't even operate in the promised land. And how about this? Some of them in there didn't even make it to the promised land. They died right there in the wilderness. Don't be the one that die in the wilderness. Don't be the one that loses faith and loses hope in the wilderness. Don't be that one. And then you never get to see what God said he was going to do. Oh, the devil is a liar. Oh, the devil is a liar. Don't be the one. Don't be the one that gets stuck in the wilderness and never get to see the promises of God. Never get to see the miracles. Never get to see the things that God said, I'm going to do in your life. I'm going to do it. Listen, it's things that happen in people's bloodlines, you know, that you don't get to see because you didn't put yourself in position to be able to see the promises of God. It's the next generation that get to fulfill the to see and to walk and to live in the promises of God. Oh, I don't want to be that one. What God told me I'm going to see, I want to see. Oh, I want to see that. So whatever I got to do, however I got to do it, stripping me down, stripping my mind, stripping my heart, show me, help me. Help me.
I just want to be whole. I want to be the one that you use. I want to be the one that gets to see the promise, the miracles that you promised me. God said it. God's gonna do it. Just know that. If God said it, God's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. You don't fall into hopelessness. Don't fall into a lack of faith and a lack of belief. Don't fall into that. Man, that's the enemy's trap for us. Because he'll get you so far down a rabbit hole that you can't even get out of. Understand, if God said he's going to do something, y'all prepare yourself for him doing it. Show yourself. Start doing prophetic acts. God said he's going to do something. If God says he gonna heal, he's going to restore, he's going to restore the marriage, man, start doing stuff in your house to make sure that everything is in the proper place and the house is in the proper place and you are in the proper place. Your mind is right. Your heart is right. Your posture is right. And everything is right. If you know God said he's going to do it and you know you're hearing God, come on now. Should nobody be able to talk you out of it? Should nobody be able to say, well, are you sure? Because that's what the world gonna do. The world's gonna ask you or come at you like, you sure God said that? Why would God want you to do that? Because God is in the business of doing the impossible. He wants the impossible being done. That's why he performs miracles. That's why he performs miracles. What people, your natural mind think is impossible, God makes it possible. He's laughing at your intellect. He's laughing at what you think that can't happen. Come on, man. You can't. Your thoughts and your mind don't even match up with God. Stop even trying. Stop trying. Just fall into place. Does everybody understand? Because this matches that. I'm done. Because right now, I just needed you to catch that. This is a coaching moment. I need you to get up out of that slumber place. I need you to get up out of that dark place. Get up out of that dark. Cut your lights on. Open the curtains. Stop walking around depressed. Stop walking around like you. The suicidal thoughts is just consuming you. I bind the suicidal thoughts. I bind death, hell, and the grave. I bind all forms of Molech, premature death, trying to kill you, trying to kill your ministry, trying to kill your destiny, trying to kill your purpose, trying to kill your marriage, trying to kill your children. Father, I plead a hedge of protection set around them, Father. Let the blood of Jesus sit upon them like never before. Now, in the name of Jesus, we say that the blood of Jesus washes away all sin, Father God. So all of that unforgiveness, all of that bitterness, all of that anger, all of that wrath, all of that misunderstanding, Father God, I thank you that the blood cleanses it now, in the name of Jesus. Father, renew the minds of these people. Renew the hearts of these people. Renew a right spirit within them, Father God, that they'll stand before you in a righteous place, Father God, in right standing with you now. In the name of Jesus, we bind all disobedience. We bind the rebel spirits and rebellion and stubbornness now, stiff neck now. In the name of Jesus, we bind all forms of pride, Father God. We release the spirit of humility, Father God, the humble beings now, humble servants now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the servants coming forth. Father, we thank you for purifying these vessels, Father God. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, remove anything that is not like you. Remove it as far as the east is from the west. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we say that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, we thank you for shining light on every darkened area. So, Father, as they open the curtains, the light comes in, Father God, and we thank you that the glory comes in, Father God, and cleanses them and wipes the darkness away, wipes away depression, wipes away anxiety, wipes away worry, wipes away fear. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of lack and not enough. Father God, you say that we shall be prosperous. We say, Father, your word says that we should be able to walk in abundance and overflow, Father God. So we declare that we operate in overflow, that we're self-sufficient and require no aid or no support. Now, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let's come through. Let's break through. Today we break out. Come on.
Come on, break out of the slumber. Break out of the darkness. Break out of the bad place. Break out of that horrible nightmare that you've been living in. Break it off now. I bind the spirit of loneliness now. In the name of Jesus, that have been causing people to be rejected and abandoned during the holiday season now. In the name of Jesus, it's feeling like, why am I always got to be why do I have to be alone? Why do I have to be lonely? Why do I have to be the outcast? Why do I have to not be loved and accepted? I bind the spirit that makes them feel unloved now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, show your love upon them. Show the love of the Father be upon them now in the name of Jesus. Give them the love. Give them the hugs that they need now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, you're removing the scales off of their eyes. I remove every blindness, the blindness that's been causing them to be blind to the situation, blind to your love, blind to your trust, blind to your favor, blind to your blessings. Father God, let them see it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that this day that you have made, Father God, this is a day, Father God, we can rejoice in our deliverance. We can rejoice in our being set free. We can rejoice in the favor that you have restored upon us now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, every muzzle be removed off of the mouth that have silenced these people, Father God, because of their circumstances, because of divorce, Father God, because of hurt, because of trauma, because of pain. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. So, Father, place your finger on every traumatic area in their lives, Father God, that they will be healed and whole again now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that they move and operate in your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, that their life, Father God, will be a testament of what you did and how you did it. Because you said it, it is done. 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 Father, we live our life because you said it, it is done. Because you said it, it is done. We will say that, Father God, throughout the day, Father, because we want to rehearse and we want to reiterate to ourselves, to our flesh, that because God said it, it is already done. Now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sending your son to pay the price for our sins. We thank you, Father God, for the resurrection power that you have bestowed upon us, Father God, because your son was raised from the dead. So, Father, we operate, Father God, in authority and the power that you have given us. You have given us the voice to call things forth, Father God, that as we can open our mouth, Father God, and when we call forth, Father God, your word, Father, that we breathe in the Ruach, Father God, breath of life over our situation, Father. So I thank you, Father God, for breathing life over the situations, over marriages, Father God, over individuals that have been traumatized, over individuals, Father God, that are operating in a sickness now. Father God, have been getting reports, Father God, that wasn't compared to what you have said to them now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that they lean on your report, Father God, that your report said that they'll heal. Your report said that they'll restore. And so, Father, we thank you that you're restoring them, Father God. You're restoring tissues. You're restoring muscle. You're restoring ligaments. You're restoring systems, Father God. Every system that operates in the body, Father God, and we cancel every disease, every infirmity that tries to come against the body, Father God, because you said that we are healed, we are healed. You said that if we lay hands on the sick, we shall recover. So, Father, we thank you now because you said it is done now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're laying hands on ourselves, Father God, and that we're declaring that we are healed. Our minds are healed. Our hearts are healed. Our words are healed. Our eyes are healed. Our ears are healed. No longer are we hearing things, Father God, from the spirit of offense. No longer are we seeing things, Father God, from a traumatized place, Father God. No longer are we speaking negativity out of our mouth now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, your word says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, that we speak life and it more abundantly over our situations now. In the name of Jesus, Father, it is done. I declare that it is done over our lives, over our bloodline, over our destiny, over our purpose. Father, that let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we desire your will over our will. We desire, Father God, your love over our love, Father God. Let us represent your love. Let us operate in unconditional love, Father God, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we praise you for this prayer, Father God. We thank you for this word, Father God, that is bringing an enlightening and an adjustment to our minds and our hearts, Father God. We say that this day we're going to choose to do, to believe, to lean, rely, and trust in, and have confidence in what you said is already being done. It's already being done. So we thank you. We praise you. We give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. I bind backlash retaliation. I come against the enemy that tries to come in and attack you for this word, trying to attack you because you have come in agreement with it's already being done. I thank you now, Lord, that you are giving them a sound mind, that you are giving them a boldness that they will stand forth and declare your word over their situation. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. I had to get that out. Dang, I had to get that out. But that thing was good. Listen, if God said it, it's already done. If God said it, it's already done. Oh, I think that's a song. That should be somebody need to write a song on that. If God said it, it's already done. God said it, it's already done. I think that's a song. All you musicians and you worshipers, I think that needs to be a song. I don't want the copyrights to it. I don't want nothing to it. I just need you to say it because I need it to hit the atmosphere. I need it to go into the airwaves. I need it to go into every man, woman, and child's world. I need it to go into the internet that every time someone hears it, they get delivered. Every time somebody hears it, their faith go to another level. Every time someone hears it, the Spirit of the Lord stands up inside of them. Yeah. The Spirit of the Lord standing up. Yeah. Every time. Ooh, because you standing bold on what God said. Can't nobody. What? You steadfast and unmovable. Always abounding in the word of the Lord. You're just going forth. They can't nobody stop you. You're unstoppable. You're unbeatable. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. I see it. You stand on that word. You stand on what God said. Man, care less about what somebody else is saying. Care less about what somebody else is doing. Care less about how somebody feel about what you doing in your house and what you doing in your life. Care less about that. You're going to stand firm. As for me and my house. Hey! As for me and my house. We going to stand on what God said, God gonna do. What you gonna do? All right, y'all. I gotta go. Hey, y'all have a blessed day. And remember, tag somebody, because somebody need to hear that. Somebody needs to hear that. Tag somebody. I know you got 5 friends. Tag 5 friends and tell them, God said it, God gonna do it. If God said it, he's gonna do it. Don't trip. God gonna do it. Tell him, stop tripping. God gonna do it. I'm standing in faith. I'm standing in the gap with you. I'm coming in agreement with you. If you said God said it, if God said it, I'm coming in agreement with that. Because if God said it, it's already done. Yay! God said it, it's already done. Throw your hands up and say it's already done. I can take my hands off of it now. I can take my hands off of it. I don't need to orchestrate. I don't need to hold on to it. I don't need to manipulate it. I don't need to adjust it. Take my hands off because God said it. It's already done. If I said it, it's done. It's a done thing. And if you need to get some more confirmation, go back and start reading Genesis. God said it. So every time you heard God say it and you look at around what he said is still here. Come on, y'all. If that don't give you no confidence, it's already done. All right. Hey, I love y'all. Hey, y'all have a wonderful and blessed day. And remember, share this with somebody, man. And remember, if God said it, it's already done. Be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.